We begin Parshas Emor, Daf Lamed Aleph. Says their Maimer, a very famous Maimer, a long Maimer, very famous, very sadistic Maimer. Says in the Maimer, in the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, V'nigdash tibetech b'nei Yisrael. From here we learn the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Zogder alter Rebbe, lehovin ma'o loshen teich. What does it mean, betoich? Peter Shaposhet is that it means it's among Zaminyan, betoich. But well, Alter Rebbe will explain. Apikabole, what's the loss of Nikdash to betoich b'nei Yisrael? Kam tzorich lovim mayim razal, the Gemara says in Chulin, sheyesh gimel kitis malochim, there's three different kitis of malochim. Kat achas emeres kodesh, kat achas emeres kodesh kodesh. And the kat achas emeres, kodesh, kodesh, kodesh Hashem tzvois. Dafen fashtein avedes Hashem, what's the chilek of these three kitis of malochim? Zokten, one kat says once kat says twice kodesh, one kat says three kodesh, like we say. Also, we have to understand, what does it mean? Kodesh by Nozir, Kodesh here, Gadol Peres al Reshe. And this, it says in the Markov of Yeshaya Novi, that he saw a vision of Srofim Eimdim Imaloi. So we have to understand, how could there be Malochim higher than the Shekhinah Kvayoch? And Nivez Abal Gvul, how could it be Mimaloi? Another question is, why does it say ki imcha mikir chayim, the loshen, the correct loshen should have been the ato? What's ki imcha? Understand this, we have to understand, what does it mean, the idea of kodesh? Kodesh means moved, like the Novi Malachi says, ani avayelishon, you see, the Rebister is not affected, ki huze, and ayora, he's not affected, there's no difference from before B'ri Yisraelom and after B'ri Yisraelom. Like we say every morning in davening, in the beginning, right after, in Korbonis. There's no difference. It doesn't affect him. The Eibishter is much higher in the world. If it's misasik to be Beire Elomeis, there's a Shina before and after. He's working. What does it mean, Kodesh? This itself means Kodesh. That the Rebishter creating the world is not like an Neshama gives Chayis their Guf. That the Mahus HaNefesh is Mishlabish in Guf. And the Chayis is divided into three parts. There's the Chayis in the Moichin, and the Chayis in the Guf and the Torso, and the Chayis in the feet. Chayis in the head is the highest level of Chayis. And the dearest chushim in the face, ri or shmir, that's the ultimate. Then there's the chayis in the torso and the lower part connected with the heart, with the midas. And also the hands doing things, it's a little lower than the chushim in the face. Then there's a third level of chayis, which is the raglayim. They're the lowest because they walk, animals walk, human walks. There is not so much great chayis like in the other two. Why is this chiluk chayis in these three levels? Because the moichin shebarosh get first the chayis, and from a pneumistical level, and then from the rosh, the lowest level, the rosh comes into the guf. That's why the guf is lower than the rosh, and the lowest level in the guf comes into the raglayim. Therefore, one is lower than the other. So we see there's three general groups, Eish, Guf, and Aglayim, and everyone has different, a lot of parts. But in general, three levels because of the different parts of the Nefesh, which shines in them. The fact that there is Chilukim Adregis, this shows you the Chayis and Nefesh is Nitfes in the Guf. And it's Lefi Erech the Guf. That's why the moyach, which is a chumid, which is very delicate and much refined, and the rest of the body gets a higher chayas hanefesh. So the idea of pnimi means he's nitfas, and he only comes into the keli what it could handle. But what the Rebbeinu Shlomo's mechayer the world is not like that. Him is not, no, his chalkus, everything is the same. And you cannot say by him reish teich and seif bichlal, because it's he would yishim v'ach, and he has the same thing for him. Because he's not nislavish in the ilumes, he's much higher, he's bein erich higher. That's why you say ani hu. Kedim shenivreilom, v'alcha shenivreilom, not like the nishomer, it comes in a goof. So there's no hischalkus achayis. The hischalkus that we talk about is islapshus. Because the clay moyach are higher, they have a higher level. This you could only say in the air pnimi that comes in the keli. But by the Rebbe's term itself is mechaye lomes. Doesn't come the islapshus, there's no shaykh hischalkus. This is the meaning of kodesh. That the Rebbe is higher, even though he gives them life, but it's not being slapshus. Since it's not being slapshus, there is no shinoi by the Rebbe from the creation, but the neshama is affected by the happenings of the goof, because it's nitfas in the goof. That's it, is not for the first $1 million question. We are saying lomis. There is this Chalkus Madrigas. If it doesn't come from the Rebishter, where does it come from? There's this Chalkus Madrigas in Kids. Like it says, a Pasuk in Keheles, Govoya Mel Govoya Shema. Elam Hazah, we see, we know the famous Chilukim Madrigas, the Doimim, the inanimate object, the vegetation, animals, and human. And each one has less Kais than the other. So there is these lapses. Also, we have to understand the famous pasuk in Shaya brought down the end of Pirkei Aves, Brosiv, Yitzativ, Afasisiv. In them, there's three general elomes, Bri, Yitzir, Asiya. And in them, there's a lot of protim. In the other names, besides Bri, Yitzir, Asiya, there's a name, Gan Eden, Ho'elyon, Gan Eden, Atachta, and an Elam Ha'Yitzira, and Elam Haz, an Elam Ha'Yisiya, just like a human being. Also, we find that Elom Hazeh, which is in the world of Asiya, it says, Varetz Adim Ragloi, connected with Raglai. Ganeidin Atachna was Yitziras, like the goof, like the torso, there's the emotions. And we know also what it says in Zeha, Shit Sfira Mekanin be Yitzira, that the Gili of the Midas of the Rebishte is a Yitzira. So, And Alter Rebbe adds that in the Shisha Midas, the Chani Yitzira, there's also Moichin Hamislapshim the Midas. Both Gan Eden Elyon, there's the world of Bria. There's Chabad alone higher. And there you have Neshamas Yeshim and Enemies of Ashkina. And it's like the Reish. So we see that there is Ischalkus. Wherever we turn, there's Ischalkus. We see that the Chayas that comes to the Evishtha and the Elomis. And the hischalkus comes because of this, the kalim of bria, more refined, etc. So there is hischalkus. And there's a mefurish gemara in brachos that they compared amshachas achayis for the meivishtin, so amshachas achayis for nefesh and guf. The gemara says in brachos clearly. Ma kodesh baruch hu memali kol oilam af haneshama meleis kol haguf. So you compare the neshama to the Rebishter. And just like the neshama is nitfas l'cheira, the Rebishter is also nitfas. And we find in Medrash Tilma the pasuk baruch hi nafshi. So the Medrash Tilim writes, mo hanefesh memaleis haguf. Kach hakodesh baruch hu memaleis oilam. So we learned that Neshom is a Mala de Guf, be Islapshus, and Fisha. And you compare the Rebishta in the Elomes in the world the same way. This is opposite than what we said in Sif Aleph, that the Rebishta is Kodesh Umufta. Shalei the Islapshus. So there's a contradiction from the Gemoris and the Medrashim. But the fact what we're learning, And be'emes it's a klal in zeya. Ratan etanya. Iu tofis b'chulu olmi. The leis man the tofis be. No one could comprehend the Rebbe. So it's there's no islapsus. Here comes the answer. There is chayis in the world that is mislabish and is affected. And it's like chayis ha-nefesh ha-beguf. But that's ziv ha-shchina. A ziv from shchina. A ray and light from shchina. And this ray is memali kolam. So the chayis pnimi is memali. And that comes b'hishchalkos to every world according to this, their level. God ain't no alien like this, and in the tachton lower. And this is called Alma Dizgalion the Zeya. Save if Kol Alman is Alma Dizkasa, the hidden worlds. But this Ziv is Mimali Kol Alman. And that's why we say, O Mipsori Egezelika, from my flesh I see God, I see godliness, because it's similar to Mimali Kol Alman. What do we see? Just like we see in our flesh. There is a soul giving life to the guf. And when the nefesh leaves Chas V'Shalom the guf remains like a stone, like a piece of meat. And we see it also by night when a person goes to sleep. The neshoma leaves the body and only a ray of life is left. And sleep is one of 60ths of death. That's why every morning we make Baruch Ato Hashem Hamas and neshomas of God in Mesi. Because every day there's a nuchayet. So even though we don't see the neshama, we don't know how it looks, but we know there's a neshama. We feel what the neshama is doing. Because the guf, mitzad atzme, on its own, is only a piece of meat. Like we see when a person chas v'shalom passes away. So the nefesh, we know. Even though we don't see it. This is what he says, mitzori erzelika, we see what the Rebbe should give life to the world. Just like we know the nefesh through its work in the guf. We know the Chayas and Elomes, they have it. And the Nivroim, in a higher world, feel it more. This is the Pshat. Omipsori Erzelika. Just like Mipsori. Just like I see my neshom, I see godliness, the chayis of a malik olamin in the world. And there is three madreges. There's ganein ahelion, ganein atachne l'masa. That's why it's called a malik olamin. So we have the answer to the stida. Kodesh, sevev is higher than his chalkos. Not like the neshom in the gufim. Mamali is like the neshom in the says, see further in Siv Gimel, that this chayis that comes in Memale is only a ray of the Shekhinah, but the Rebbe himself is not mislabish. And even the ray of the Shekhinah that comes into the world, this ray, the higher part of the ray is Sefer Kol Alamin. This is what's explained in the beginning of the Maimon. When the Rebbe gives life to the world, it's not like an Ashoma. The Rebishter is not mislabish is save of a makiv. And this order comes in Mamali Kol Alamin is only a ziv from save of Kol Alamin. So that's why in the Rebishter, not shaykh hashinoi from what happens with the Briah. Not like an Ishoma that's affected with Mikriya Guf, because he's in the Guf. But by save of Kol Alamin, there's no difference from one part of the world to the other part of the world, because it's not in the Elomis. We even have this when a person, there's every limb gets its highest protim and malik olamin. The brain gets more than the torso more than the feet. But then there is the idea that a person is alive. That there's no difference from one Ava and other Ava because it comes from a higher part of the neshama that's not nitfas in the guf. It's also explained the Gemara in Yuma, that Oig Melech HaBoshon and a Bar Mitzvah Bocher have the same shear to eat Yom Kippur to be over Isra Kodesh. So the question is, Oig Melech HaBoshon needs a lot more sustenance. So why is it the same shear? What explains, to quench the hunger, Oig Melech HaBoshon needs a lot more. But to calm him down, they need the same. To explain my motive for the Fidike Rebbe, that for Chai is Kloli, that he's alive, that's the same Oig Melech HaBoshon and a Bar Mitzvah Bocher. Because that's like Seviv Kol Almin, and that connects the Neshom in general to the Guf. Anyways, going further here in the Maimer, this is what it says, Kinisko Shmei Levadei, Kedel Eretz Ushomoy, only the Hoidoi for Shmei is in Eretz Ushomoyim, and it gets divided in different parts, because it's the Ray of Shmoy. And then it's for Shemoyim, says the Tzemach Tzedek is Gan Eden HaTachton, Gan Eden HaElyon. Like it's known in the Pasuk, Mili B'Shemayim, the Alter Rebbe used to say, one's Gan Eden HaTachton, one's Gan Eden HaElyon. But Shemoy itself is called the Shemuvdol. This is what it says, Ein Arich HaLech HaDei, which is much higher. It is Ilo V'Olo, cause and effect. The Ilo, the cause, is be'erech, the effect of olu. Seicho makes midas, it's b'fierech. And the midah makes machshova. The Rebbe should say, you can't understand them, not like an olu can understand the ilots enarech l'cho. And this is kinisko shmei levadi, he's much higher. It's yeshmei, and that's why it says, ani avaylei shonisi. At okedem shenivra, before creation, after creation, the same thing, because it's much higher. This is what it says, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Elikim Chayim U'melech Elam. Rebbe says, Elikim Chayim, Elikim Loshen Rabim, because there's Ischalkos. Ischalkos means there is Halbosha, it comes into the world. So Elikim Chayim, it only comes from the level of Melech Elam, from the level of Malchus. And from there comes Eidish Talsos, from there becomes Ilov Olol Mailo Mat. But the Eibishter himself is much higher than the world. The Alter Rebbe brings a moshul of the Mshol on the Adnus of HaMelech of Anshe Medina. He doesn't give him anything. He gives them his name. They're under his rulership. He doesn't give them something. Same thing as Lamaila. Chai said the Eibishter comes from Malchus. And that hovers over, but from Malchus comes an E. That's the same in the three general categories, Gan Eden and Gan Eden HaTachton in this world. And we see from the Melucha that it's Makif, like we said. The Rebbe says Melucha Makif, only a Ziv and Heide from Shemay from Malchus comes down in the world to be Koyach HaPeil B'Nifl. So we see that even Shemayis Kodesh, that's what we say in davening, Ata Kodesh v'Shimcha Kodesh. Even Malchus is also Kodesh. This is the explanation of the big dollar of Echad, that's Malchus. So if it's Malchus, why do we say Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Elam Voel? The dollar is Malchus. That is, the big dollar from Echad is Etzem Malchus, higher than Islam. So they're all bottle. Mizrach, Meirav, Tzofen, and Dharma, Bottle of Metzius, there's no Metzius over there. And there's the lower level of Mimalik Alamin of Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Leilam Voed. It comes down to the world, there's just Chalkus. That's Mimalik Alamin. There's Gan Eden HaTachton, there's Gan Eden HaElyon, there's Berosiv, Yitzartiv, Asisiv. These are the three words in Baruch Shem. Shem, Kved, Malchus, Leilam Voed, the Mimalik Alamin comes from the big Dalet, which is Etzema Malchus, which is high. This is the answer to the beginning of the Maimon. Why does it say Ki Imcho Mikir Chayim, not Ki Ato Mikir Chayim? As if it would say Ki Ato Mikir Chayim, you would think the Etzema the Rebishter is Ilavol. But the Rebishter can't come Ilavol. He's much higher. That's why we say Ki Imcho Mikir Chayim, but the source, whereas Ilavol is only Imcho Tafel Botel to the Rebishter. It's a much lower level. It's Alma Dizgalis and Malikol Alma. And over there you could see Ilaval. So you see, Malikol Alma in the Zivashkin. It's only a Ziv in the Rebishter. And there's a great tzimtzum in the home, and Mali Kol Almin is only like a drop of water to the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean, and really even less. There could be this little droplet that be a mocker for his tassels. And this ziv is bottle for the mocker, like a yam to a kyonos. If the Okeanos, the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean were bleeping, could you imagine how bottled the tipa would be? And could be till Ziva Shemesh, but the Rebishter alone is Ein Arechach. This is the Pshat for Nato Rishon Vato Achre. Then we say, we balo decho ilan melech, Ato is Rishon Vachre, and there's no difference. The higher levels and the lower levels. Melech comes, Elikim Chaim comes from Melech. So we see that Kodesh is the Eibush to higher without being the Islapshus in the world. Even though there is Islapshus, that from the Ziv. But most Etzim of the Eibush is Kodesh, and even Shmei is Kodesh, even the Etzim Amalchus is Kodesh, like it says, Kinisko Shmei Levadei. That only Hoidoi of Shemoi is his lapsus and that it's for Shemoi. Yes,